This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok Thursday. The leaders reportedly discussed denuclearization, with Mr. Putin offering to support efforts to normalize North Korean-U.S. relations. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Vladimir Putin says Kim Jong-un's visit will help better understand what should be done to settle the nuclear situation on the Korean Peninsula, what we can do together, and what Russia can do to support the positive processes going on now. Kim's meeting with Putin follows a year of intense diplomacy. The North hopes widening talks will help it get out from under international sanctions over its nuclear weapons and long-range missile programs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has officially announced he will seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. He made the announcement in a video message this morning.
Today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Biden's announcement catapults him to the top of an increasingly crowded Democratic field that could challenge President Donald Trump. AP's Sagar Magani reports. The 76-year-old Joe Biden is making his third run for the White House.
Two bids already failed, and after 8 years as vice president, Biden will try again, banking on a career spent here in Washington as making him the Democrat who can beat Donald Trump next year. But where Biden fits in with today's Democratic Party remains unclear. His age and more moderate record may work against him.
AP Sagar Magani. The powerful tropical cyclone Kenneth in the Indian Ocean is expected to strengthen as it heads toward the East African coast near the border between Mozambique and Tanzania. The storm comes just weeks after the cyclone Idai. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to proactively take his case to the Supreme Court if the House of Representatives considers impeaching him. Since the redacted report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller was released, Democrats who control the House have been debating whether to commence impeachment proceedings against the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging caution, although some members of her party worry Democrats will pay a political cost with liberal voters if they do not begin impeachment. The Mueller report concluded that Russia engaged in sweeping and systemic interference in the 2016 U.S. election to help Donald Trump become president. But a new account says the issue is still too sensitive to discuss in front of Trump as it relates to what Moscow might do when he runs for re-election in 2020. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took it on herself to formulate cyber and election security strategy after being advised to avoid the topic in meetings with President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The guidance came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who wanted to keep White House meetings concentrated on the president's top political agenda, border security. But Nielsen convened classified meetings on cyber and election security with agency heads, and there were cross-government strategy sessions with FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations says more Afghan civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. In a report, the U.N. says in the first 3 months of 2019, pro-government forces caused 305 deaths and 303 injuries among civilians, while insurgent groups killed 227 civilians and injured 736. Women and children made up half of the civilian casualties from all aerial operations. Well, it could be the biggest movie of the year. Avengers: Endgame opens Friday in the U.S. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports movie theaters may not be able to keep up with the demand for the film.
The movie will be rolled out in 4,600 theaters in the U.S. and Canada, and still that might not be enough to meet what is expected to be a huge demand for the latest installment in the Marvel movie saga. One factor that may slow the movie down is the movie itself. It clocks in at 3 hours and 1 minute, and that'll limit the number of times it can be shown in a single day.
For more on any of these stories, please go to the VOA app, mobile app, or go to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.